Good morning and welcome to Simply Crypto. It's Tuesday, April 30th. On today's show, Asia's first spot Bitcoin and Ether ETFs start trading in Hong Kong. Interactive Brokers launches Hong Kong spot Bitcoin and Ether ETPs. Plus, we'll discuss the safest ways to store your cryptocurrency in 2024. This coverage and more up next. I'm David, and you're listening to Simply Crypto. We start off with some exciting news from Hong Kong, which has launched its first crypto exchange-traded funds, or ETFs, 3 months after the United States approved Bitcoin spot ETFs. The debut of these funds on the Hong Kong Stock Exchange could encourage other nations to follow suit and help promote wider adoption of digital assets. Here with more details is our Simply Crypto correspondent. So what exactly are these new crypto ETFs being offered in Hong Kong?
The new crypto ETFs in Hong Kong include six funds issued by three managers, Bozera Funds, China Asset Management, and Harvest Global Investments. These ETFs are pegged to the spot prices of major cryptocurrencies like Bitcoin and Ether. What's unique is that Hong Kong allows in-kind creation and redemption for these ETFs. That means investors can directly use Bitcoin and Ether instead of fiat currencies like the US dollar to invest in the funds. This in-kind trading capability is seen as an advantage over the crypto ETFs in the United States.
Interesting. And how does the demand for these crypto ETFs in Hong Kong compare to what we've seen so far in the US?
Well, crypto analysis firm CC Data predicts that the Hong Kong ETFs may not attract the same level of inflows as the initial US Bitcoin ETFs did when they launched earlier this year. Demand for crypto ETFs in the US has slowed somewhat after a strong start in February. However, industry experts believe Hong Kong's pioneering crypto ETFs could still encourage other countries to approve similar products and help drive greater mainstream adoption of digital assets globally.
Hong Kong seems to be making moves to establish itself as a hub for digital assets in the region. What are some of the regulatory developments enabling this?
Yes, Hong Kong has been taking steps to position itself as a regional crypto hub. In December, the city's Securities and Futures Commission said it would allow retail investors to buy funds that are fully invested in certain digital assets. This triggered the first wave of crypto ETF applications from fund managers. Hong Kong's receptive regulatory environment contrasts with mainland China, where cryptocurrency trading remains banned. In fact, the CEO of Harvest Global Investments said Hong Kong could serve as a sandbox for China to test virtual asset trading.
Thanks for that report on the evolving crypto landscape in Asia and across the world. In related news, Interactive Brokers, a major electronic trading platform, has announced the launch of Hong Kong spot Bitcoin and Ether exchange traded products, or ETPs, which are now available to trade on the Hong Kong Stock Exchange. Here with more details is our Simply Crypto correspondent. What can you tell us about these new cryptocurrency investment products?
These new spot Bitcoin and Ether ETPs provide an easy way for eligible Interactive Brokers clients in Hong Kong to gain exposure to the two largest cryptocurrencies without having to own the digital assets directly. Clients can purchase these ETPs through their existing Interactive Brokers account, just like they would trade stocks, options, futures, or other traditional financial instruments. It allows them to conveniently add Bitcoin and Ether to their portfolios from the same unified platform they are already using.
How significant is it that a major brokerage like Interactive Brokers is offering these cryptocurrency ETPs? What does it say about the growing mainstream acceptance of digital assets?
It's a noteworthy development that reflects the continued maturation and institutionalization of the cryptocurrency market. Interactive Brokers is a well-established and respected electronic trading firm, so their embrace of these Bitcoin and Ether ETPs lends further credibility to cryptocurrencies as a legitimate asset class. It makes it easier for more mainstream investors to get involved with crypto without some of the complexities and frictions associated with buying and securely storing the actual tokens. As more major financial players support crypto-related investment products, it helps drive greater adoption and liquidity.
What are some of the key details and specifics of these new spot Bitcoin and Ether ETPs that Interactive Brokers clients should be aware of?
According to the announcement, the ETPs just launched on April 30th, so they are brand new offerings. The press release didn't provide the ticker symbols or expense ratios, but it's likely that information will be available soon for interested clients. The key thing to understand is that these are spot ETPs, meaning they are designed to track the actual current price of Bitcoin and Ether, as opposed to futures ETPs, which track the future projected price and can be more complicated. So they offer a pretty direct one-to-one exposure to the price movements of the underlying cryptocurrencies.
Fascinating development. Anything else we should note about these new Hong Kong crypto ETPs or Interactive Brokers' digital asset strategy?
I think this is part of a broader trend we're seeing of large, traditional financial institutions getting more involved with cryptocurrencies and making it easier for their clients to access these digital assets in familiar ways. Interactive Brokers' CEO has talked about the need to embrace cryptocurrencies, even if they are still viewed as somewhat controversial in some circles. The launch of these spot ETPs in Hong Kong could be a first step towards rolling out crypto products in other markets as regulations allow, so it will be interesting to monitor Interactive Brokers' moves in this space going forward.
Thanks for the insights and analysis on the mainstreaming of crypto investments. Appreciate you breaking it down for us. But as the crypto market grows, so do the risks investors face, from market volatility to the threat of hacks and scams. According to the Web3 security firm DeFi, hackers stole around $2 billion in cryptocurrencies in 2023 and $3.8 billion in 2022. India has also witnessed numerous crypto scams, despite the market being forecasted to reach $343.5 million in 2024. To help protect their digital assets, crypto investors need to understand the importance of secure storage. Here with more details is our Simply Crypto correspondent. So why is proper storage so critical when it comes to cryptocurrencies?
Cryptocurrencies are digital assets that exist on a network of computers running a ledger of transactions built on blockchain technology. Unlike traditional currencies, cryptos like Bitcoin and Litecoin do not exist in physical form. That's why crypto wallets, which store the public and private keys needed to send, receive, and monitor crypto assets, are fundamental to safeguarding ownership. The public key is like a wallet address used to receive cryptocurrencies, while the private key is required to actually process transactions. Losing access to your private key means potentially losing access to your crypto forever.
What are the main options available for storing cryptocurrencies? How do the different types of wallets and exchanges compare in terms of security and control?
Crypto exchanges are a popular option. These online platforms allow users to buy, sell, and trade cryptocurrencies. Centralized exchanges, or CEXs, function similarly to banks, with the exchange taking custody of users' private keys. Decentralized exchanges, known as DEXs, aim to boost security by leveraging blockchain tech to eliminate third parties and enable peer-to-peer trading. DEXs provide non-custodial wallets where users retain full control of their private keys. Hot wallets are another common storage method. These are online software wallets accessible via internet-connected devices that allow sending, receiving, and monitoring of crypto assets, similar to online banking.
With the risks of hacking and the complexities around key management, what steps can crypto investors take to best secure their digital assets? Any best practices to keep in mind?
Carefully choosing reputable secure storage solutions is critical. Investors need to weigh the trade-offs between convenience and security when deciding between options like centralized exchanges, DEXs, and various hot and cold wallet setups. Maintaining strong private key security is paramount. That means using encryption, secure backup methods, and being extremely cautious about phishing attempts and other scams designed to steal private key info. Diversifying holdings across multiple wallets and exchanges can also mitigate risk. Ultimately, crypto investors must educate themselves, use trusted solutions, and stay vigilant.
Thanks for the overview of crypto storage and security. Clearly, in this complex and ever-evolving space, it's critical for investors to understand how to properly manage their digital assets. Speaking of developments in the crypto space, Kyrgyzstan has seen a significant increase in tax revenue from cryptocurrency mining in the first quarter of this year. According to a report from AKI Press News Agency, the collection of taxes on crypto mining grew by 2.4 times compared to the same period last year. For more on this, we're joined by our correspondent. Can you give us some more details on these numbers?
That's right, David. The State Tax Service of Kyrgyzstan reported that in the first quarter of 2023, they collected 98.7 million Kyrgyzstani soms, which is equivalent to about $1.16 million in taxes from cryptocurrency mining activities. This represents a 2.4-fold increase from the 41.6 million soms, or roughly $490,000, that was collected in the same quarter of 2022.
Those are some impressive growth figures. Do we know what's driving this surge in crypto mining activity and tax revenue in Kyrgyzstan?
There are a few key factors at play. Kyrgyzstan has very low electricity costs, which is a major advantage for energy-intensive activities like cryptocurrency mining. The country also introduced a new tax regime for crypto mining in 2022, which set clear rules and rates. Mining farms can choose to pay either a flat tax rate based on their electricity consumption or a percentage tax on their revenue.
How significant is cryptocurrency mining as an industry and source of tax revenue for Kyrgyzstan overall?
It's becoming an increasingly important part of the economy. Kyrgyzstan legalized cryptocurrency mining in 2020 and has been actively working to attract mining businesses and investment. The low energy costs and mountainous geography, which helps with cooling, make it an appealing location. While it's still a relatively small share of total tax revenue, the rapid growth shows the industry's potential. Officials have said they see it as a way to boost budget revenues and make use of surplus electricity.
Are there any concerns about the growing presence of crypto mining in Kyrgyzstan? What are the potential downsides?
One worry is the strain on the country's energy infrastructure. While Kyrgyzstan has ample hydropower resources, crypto mining consumes huge amounts of electricity and could lead to power shortages in some areas. There are also environmental concerns about the impact. And as with crypto more broadly, there are questions about long-term sustainability and the potential for speculation and financial instability. But for now, it seems the government sees the benefits as outweighing the risks.
It will certainly be interesting to watch how this trend develops and what it means for Kyrgyzstan's economy moving forward. Thanks for the insights. And with that, we wrap up our stories for today. Thanks for listening to Simply Crypto. We'll see you back here tomorrow.